Was this sneaky airplane video a wonderful peek into a budding romance or a creepy invasion of privacy?
How did a reality TV star turn fame into fortune? Are we talking about POTUS? No, we're talking about somebody else slapped a little lipstick on and watched those millions come in.
And talking about POTUS, Trump continues his media bashing with CNN's Jim Acosta, and Fox's John Roberts gets heat for not defending his fellow journalist.
And bites behind the media quick hits of some of the other stories everyone's buzzing about, including Megyn Kelly's return to prime time. I am not buzzing about that. And and the once high-flying Gawker gets a new owner on the auction block. That's no idea what that
you
is.
You don't know what Gawker is?
Remember, I know what a Gawker is.
No, not what a Gawker is. What Gawker is.
Oh, what Gawker. Oh, now I know the story.
The magazine. And remember the Hulk Hogan
sued them and they went belly up.
Now once they were high-flying, thriving, went belly up, now bought out.
Now we don't have to do it in the fourth quarter.
We'll talk a little bit about that. Okay.
Tuned in to Behind the Media. Dan Lothian and Jimmy Young bring 70 years of award-winning broadcast experience to the table. From newsrooms across the country, behind anchor desks, and in the field, they've seen and covered it all. And now they are here to take you behind the media.
Trump continues his media bashing with CNN's Jim Acosta. Hello, everybody. You know this is going to be an animated podcast. I'm Dan Lothian, and this is Behind the Media. And you are?
Jimmy Young.
And we find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com.
And our customer service department will get right back.
Back to you. Right. Jim Acosta and Donald Trump have been at each other for quite some time. Jim Acosta stands up. He gets slapped down. It happened early in the administration. It happened again as the president's overseas doing his grand tour of whatever.
Pissing more people off around the world.
Exactly.
He didn't piss off enough people in this country, so he decided to go to England.
Exactly. So
I love the blimp, by the way.
Yes, you do like that.
I want to take a pin to it.
So he's having a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of England, Theresa May, and CNN's Jim Acosta calls out a question as the president was calling on Fox News' John Roberts, and he couldn't resist. He didn't like the fact that Jim Acosta was interrupting because, you know, Jim Acosta, he's a showman. He likes to interrupt. He likes to poke and prod. I don't necessarily agree with his style. But at the same time, I don't agree with what the president always does. And he says, CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. That's what the president said. And so he continued going towards John Roberts to go ahead. He says, let's go to a real network, referring to Fox. And that's when Acosta replies, quote, we're a real network too, sir. But, you know, his question went unanswered. Now, first of all, let's talk about that. Let's let that kind of percolate a little bit. But does that get onto your skin when the president goes after, again, singling out, acting so unpresidential to single out a network as fake news?
I don't know who's more annoying in a press conference.
Really?
Bill Belichick or President Trump?
I thought you were going to go Jim Acosta or President Trump.
Nope. Let's face it. You know, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yes.
I mean, Trump could learn from Belichick.
He could.
Because he doesn't say anything, even though his lips move and words come out.
And Trump says too much.
And way too much. But exactly. They're polar opposites in that way.
Yeah, exactly. But this thing is getting a little too old, okay? You know, CNN, you're fake news.
Oh, by the way, anytime you'd like to get rid of this guy, I got no problem with that. You know, if you're tired of President Trump, by all means, let's get him out of there, okay? Because...
Anyway. But I just think that, you know, at some point, you're the president of the United States, the most powerful country.
He doesn't give a damn who he is.
And
he doesn't.
Just, you know, answer the stinking question or say, you know what, I'll come back to you. Or however you do it. Why does he always have to go there?
Because he's not the president of the United States.
Well, he was
voted Donald Trump.
He was voted
but
the president.
But in his brain,
yes.
He's not the president. Well, he's still Donald Trump.
And so that's how Donald Trump would have acted
exactly right.
Before
he
Donald Trump became president.
Has not changed a bit.
No, he hasn't.
And that's a big problem.
Well, one thing you have to
say. He's pissing everybody off.
He's pissing everybody off.
Jesus.
That's the one thing I can say that everyone, if you believe this before, you are completely correct. And he has stood by exactly who he is. Like, everybody thought, oh, once he gets elected, he's going to become more conventional
we,
and that kind of thing.
We hope that he will None embrace
he
the
is,
position.
If you if happen. You agree with his style, he is as authentic today as he was when he started running for president.
That would be an arrogant, narcissist
Well,
bully.
However you want to describe it, he is authentic.
That was pretty
authentic,
good, wasn't it?
Right? He's
arrogant,
not,
narcissist he's, bully. I don't know if I have to go be racist. I could throw that in
he's
there.
He's not being influenced or pushed around by any political kind of
system
that's
system,
out there. No,
yeah.
He does. He's ignoring it and saying,
right.
You know what? I don't care about
does that
tradition.
Does that make him a dictator?
No, I'm just...
Because a lot of people think that this is what he likes. And he likes the Royals, too. You know, he wants to be King Trump, I think.
I think he is. If he's a dictator now, he was a dictator before. Right. Whatever it is, Donald Trump hasn't changed. We aren't seeing some new Donald Trump. And
no.
So when he takes it out on Jim Acosta, it's the way that he used to go after people he didn't like in the media even before he became president.
So let's
so
go behind the media.
Yeah, so behind
you've been
the media.
In that position
right.
before. You've been a White House correspondent.
Yes, I have.
Under another administration.
Exactly.
And
on their two other administrations.
Where another, that's right, 200, and where a network like Fox,
right.
okay, was always, I don't know, I don't want to call them second.
No, but under the Obama administration, some of the same kind of treatment, maybe not so overtly, but some of the same kinds of things that we see happening pointed at CNN happened to Fox, where Fox wasn't invited to certain things
right.
and so forth.
And you were at press conferences
right.
as a White House correspondent
right.
where your peeps came to the defense of the Fox piece.
Right. Anytime there was anything that wasn't open to the Fox crews or to Fox reporters, then I know, and it didn't happen all the time, but there was at least one incident I know of where I said, I'm not going to participate if Fox isn't allowed to. I mean, I think, you know, if you do believe in an open press system, then you shouldn't, just because it's not happening to you, doesn't mean you should sort of sit back and fold your hands and say, well, I'm okay, so screw them.
Right.
No.
Right.
And I think that's now why you're hearing some of reporters out there, including CNN's Jake Tapper, coming down very hard on John Roberts, who, by the way, at one point, I think, used to be CBS. He was in line to take over after Dan Rather. He didn't get that job, and I think his career started going downhill from there. But anyway, there are some journalists out there who are saying, John Roberts, what happened to your backbone? Because as this whole thing was going on between the president and John Roberts, he just sat there and let them duke it out and then proceeded to ask his question without first saying, and what I would have done in a situation like this is, Mr. President, I just want to say that CNN is a news organization just like everybody else. You know, we
deserves
respect. Now to my question, or something like that, or whatever. He didn't address it, and that's why he's being called out, and I think rightly so.
So let me ask you a question: does that make Fox more of a state-run news agency than anything else?
Well,
now?
Some may argue that, right? I mean, the president says, I think then it's like that's the real network.
Yeah.
That's who he goes and gives interviews to all the time. But I think the issue is one more of sort of your personal responsibility as a journalist. If in fact, even it doesn't matter who you work for, he didn't even have to say, oh, I support CNN's right to ask a question or whatever. Just say generally, you know what? We're all here as journalists covering you, Mr. President. Something
right.
as simple as that. You don't even have to say, you know, respect CNN, nothing like that. Just say, we're all journalists. We're here covering you, and that deserves some respect.
And
he did not do that.
No, he did not. And he missed an opportunity.
He
and
did.
It's, you know what? I hope he makes up for it some way, somehow, but I don't think he will, because I think, it goes to the fact that there's this environment out there right now where people are just emboldened to be who they are and not give a damn about the people around them.
But that's sad. I like John Roberts. I know him quite well.
Sad.
I used to work with his wife as well at CNN, Kira Phillips. I covered the White House with him, traveled with him as well. A respectable guy. And I just... Maybe, you know, look, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you say, you know what, I'm going to stay out of this and let them duke it out.
Right.
And you don't think the way that maybe in hindsight, and be interesting to hear his reaction. I haven't seen any reaction from him. He may have said, look, when you're in the moment right there, you're trying to think about the question that you're about
right.
to ask. And I will give him that, because when you're standing there and the president calls on you, you're trying to make sure that the question you're about to ask is framed the right way. You want to say it in order to get the kind of answer that you're looking for, something that's original and not talking points. And so maybe that's what it was, that his focus was on that and he didn't even stop to think about, well, I need to defend somebody else.
Or that it's happened so often now that he just feels like, oh, this here we go again.
That you're right. And that could be it. But
right.
I still think if we're going to do
it
your
armchair
quarterback.
It was a swing and a miss
for
the world of journalism. Yeah.
That's nicely put. It was an opportunity for him to say something that says, we're all journalists here together. We all deserve respect. We're all doing our job. We're not just here doing this because we hate you or we like you. We're here doing our job and we deserve respect. And I thought that that was a lost opportunity. And Jake Tapper said, tweet Jake Tapper from CNN, one of my former colleagues said, quote, old enough to remember when other networks came to the defense of Fox News White House correspondents during the Obama years, such did not happen here. Lesson for the kids out there, no one should ever try to do the right thing with the expectation it will ever be reciprocated.
Not just a lesson for kids.
Right, for everybody. Wow.
That's for all of us, right?
For all of us.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's, I wish this would all just stop. I wish, you know,
it'll
stop. I never expected.
I'm going to tell you when it's going to stop.
Well, when?
When he's gone.
Well.
I'm sorry, that's when it's going
just,
to stop.
Look,
and then the next person who takes over, because eventually, thankfully, there will be a next
there
person.
There will be a next person.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I might
and so
live
you think
long enough to see it.
Yeah.
That person will be doing damage control for the majority of the time that he's in. He or she is in office.
Well, I just look.
Sorry, that's what. Think of all the. Breaks and all the people, all the groups that he's pissed off.
Well, I just think as journalists, it's a difficult job. People, you know, people who still come up to me and say from my days at CNN, oh, that's this network or whatever. They don't realize how much work goes into covering a president. It's a really, really tough job. And so, you know, you can disagree about a particular network's leaning or whatever you perceive that to be, but stop attacking the journalists. And, you know, you may not even like Jim Acosta, and I've heard that. And there are times I don't like him, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have to respect the job that each one is doing. And at a very basic level, let's not go to that low place every time because it's getting a little tiring. It's getting old.
I agree.
If you believe that's the case, or if you didn't, let us know.
We agree a lot.
That's right.
But we disagreed on a few things today.
We do. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.